Over the last several hundred years, thousands of prehistoric whale bones have been found with deep gashes sliced into them. They're found on ribs, vertebra, tail flukes, and flipper bones, and some of them over 9 inches long and in some cases 3 inches deep. The force to drive teeth that deep into bone would have been staggering. But even more importantly, the size of the animal who could inflict an injury of that nature would have been unimaginable.
The evidence points to a top predator whose scale is almost unimaginable. A giant monster who roamed the seas. Somewhere out there was a giant whale killer. Next to many of these injured bones, paleontologists found something else. Triangular-shaped teeth, which were absolutely enormous. They had serrated edges, which could be used to cut through the flesh of large prey. When they tried to fit the teeth with the gashes in the bones, they discovered a match.
So if we look at this bone, there's an asymmetrical cut in it, and the only way this tooth will fit in is in this position, because we have the upper surface of the cut is very flat, the lower surface is sloped, and the tooth will only fit in that position, and there's no other animal that produces a bite with that asymmetry.
The teeth belong to the giant shark, Megalodon.
Megalodon, the name itself literally means long tooth, and it's a little bit of a misnomer because it really is more than just long, it's huge. So this is a Megalodon tooth. It looks much like a modern great white tooth. The edges are serrated like a steak knife, very blade-like.
Megalodon could reach a mind-blowing 15 meters or more in length, three times the size of a great white, and about the size of a modern private jet.
This animal is so huge, it is so enormous. If Megalodon existed at the time when man existed, we would not have been able to venture into the ocean because we couldn't build a ship big enough to deter him from attacking it.